Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Nines invited me to this thing on the day.
Nines?
He invited me to his film premiere on the day.
On the day?
Yeah.
That means he forgot. And Nines forgot me as well.
To be fair, it's not him that handles it though.
Nah, I know. I would have thought so too. What did he shout you though and say, yo, well, go on, or did someone else hit you?
I shouted him.
Oh, is it, yeah?
Yeah, I'm like that.
And then what did he say?
He said, sorry, man, someone forgot, and then, boom, there was the invite.
Okay.
And then it was like, where do we go from here? Then I was like, oh, I lost all that. I can't even go anyway. Oh, I think my man just wants to know I'm invited.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That's all it is.
He did, what was it with it? So, like, I must have hit him about something.
Mm.
Just super random. Every once in a while, I just randomly message him something. Yeah. Then, like, he's hit me back with an attack.
Oh, God.
Nines has. Because he's saying, rah. Remember when we was doing, we need to go back to that. We need to venture back into that. The ranking thing. Yeah.
A slight ranking.
He was like, rah, but I ain't got no personality. Like, I'm funny. He's like, yeah, my G's telling me that you're telling me, saying ain't got no personality and that you need to come hang with the gang or whatnot. So I'm saying to him, bro, like, it wasn't that you don't have a personality, because obviously when I recorded that pod with Nines for JD or whatever, we was talking for time. I saw the personality. I see he's a joke. I see the fact.
He's too funny.
It was more the personality that he shows. That when we rank personalities, more time we're ranking them based upon what they show. Not what we might know from them personally.
Do you know what I'm saying?
It's what they show everyone. So, and then anyway, after that, after we had that little conversation, he's like, oh yeah, I'm doing something like this yard, Matt.
Come pull up.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, yeah.
And then I was coming and he said to me, Paul, don't pull up, outside's crazy. I said, no problem.
Wait, bro. Bishop's Avenue. Oh, we've never even talked about that, have we?
The house.
Bro, no, not even the house. What was happening, bro? So, what was it? Nines' album had come out. What was it? Crop Circle 2? So then, like, to celebrate, he's, like, got a yard in Bishop's Avenue. Now, I need to paint this picture here. Bishop's Avenue is, I believe, the most expensive street in England.
Yeah.
In the whole of England.
I believe Europe.
Yeah, quite possibly. This road has got big fucking houses on there. Actually, let me tell you this, yeah. One time, one thing I used to do, I used to like going up and down. Huh?
What does it say, EA?
Billionaire's Row.
Right. So, I used to sometimes just park up and just go for walks on that road, just as inspiration, yeah. This is just for context of like what type of road this is. So imagine, I'm walking down this road now, and I've noticed that, like, on one of the houses, because some of the houses, you can't even see them. The fucking gate's so massive, whatever. So the door is open, and there's two, like, Russian-looking security dons standing by the thing, yeah? So I'm walking really slow, because I know something's about to happen. Someone's leaving, someone's coming in, yeah? Anyway, one car just, like, drives in mad quick. Another car drives in mad quick. Then A next car comes, and then two men jump out of that car, and then wait for another car to drive in, and they get the, then all of them sort of run in, and the doors close. And I'm like, rah, like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, what is that? That's the type of road, this yard, this where he had his yard in there.
It's crazy. Picture painted.
Right. He had the whole hood there. he had the whole hood and gal on Bishop's Avenue, bro.
It's crazy.
Bishop's Avenue. Second Bishop's most. Avenue has been named, what's that? What is the next part?
Sorry,
the second most
expensive street.
Most expensive street in England.
In England and Wales.
England and Wales. So not Europe. So no. I exaggerated, as per.
He had the whole hood there. Bare it's man crazy. Putting up.
£6.2 million average house price.
£6.2 million.
The average house price is 6.2.
Average.
Average, which means it's higher.
6.2, yeah, which means it's higher or lower.
Which means I will never live there.
No, you never know. Ever. You never know.
No, I don't want to anyway.
Yeah, fact.
Do you know why I wouldn't?
I wouldn't want to.
Because still, I come from a working class background. So I'm saying, if I'm getting a yard for 6.2 on Bishop's Avenue, what could 6.2 get me in Hertfordshire? Do you get what I'm saying?
It's not going to get you where it gets you Bishop Avenue. Bishop Avenue is crazy. I do hear where you're coming from. You're because thinking about
what you can get 6.2 there obviously is a mad thing. Crazy. But could you imagine what you can get on like 6.2 in Bracknell?
The problem is, here the pros and cons. Because I hear where Chucky's coming from. Think about the money. But I'm just thinking, if you've got a big yard next to other big yards, in a way you feel safer. We've all got big yards. If you've got neighbourhood watch, you've got the big yard, but there's big space. All of a sudden, spooky. But for me, I just couldn't lie and say I ain't got no money.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear that.
I'm from poverty, family in Jamaica, family elsewhere. Problems.
Yeah.
I can't lie about anything now if I'm in Bishop's Avenue.
You can't. Oh, yeah, you can't. How can if you I live on Bishop's Avenue, you can't tell. And do you know what the maddest thing is? People just pull up and say, this is where a poet lives.
Oh, no.
That's what I don't want. Mm-mm. If I'm getting a 6.2 thing, you can't just pull up. You can't just drive in my area and say Chucks lives there. Can't
That's
do that.
Crazy.
No. Oh, now, bro, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, sometimes I do think living on a high road just feels nuts to me.
It's not my steeds.
Bro, do you know what? Quick one. So imagine I've went to, I went for viewing to go and look at an apartment, yeah?
Come on.
I've gone to Fulton Heath. There's an apartment there. So I thought, you know what? Let me go down there, boom. See what's going on, yeah? So this was a masonette, right? Now, which was fine, but the problem for me immediately was the front door is the back door.
That doesn't feel right.
And to get to the back door, you've got to go to an alleyway.
Yeah.
I said, you know what? Immediately, I can't do this.
I've seen Top Boy.
I can't do this.
I'm good.
In an alleyway. That's how I'm going to my door every day. Then when I've stepped out, not on a stunting one, but as soon as I stepped out on the high road, because the high road's right there, Chucks, warm Chucks, I'm saying, rah, I can't live here with the alleyway to my yard. Nah, I couldn't do it.
Anything can be down the alleyway. Anything. You know that sometimes you don't even want no one to know where you live. Now you walk down, there's the alleyway. Now, because it's a narrow alleyway, you kind of have to maybe wait a little piece for them to walk up, or just say it's you're walking down, you're near the bottom now, so they're waiting for you. And when you bust out from the alleyway now, you're at your yard.
Mm.
They're seeing where you're going in.
Yeah.
It's just too...
I can't do that.
And high road for me, I'm from an estate. I'm born in an estate. So I'm used to close environment, you know everyone, pattern. I moved to a close after that. Pattern, move to an avenue after that. Pattern, I can't move to a high road, child. I can't step out into the madness. That's crazy. I need to step out and there's a quiet road and you slightly start hearing noise creeping up and before you know it, you're there. That feels right.
100.
To go from house to madness.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, moving off my estate and living in a house was a big eye-opener for me because that happened at quite a young... My mum and Peter bought a house, I think when I was like 14. So I was on the estate until I was 14, yeah?
Yeah.
And I was left that estate kicking and screaming. I did not want to leave that estate. I didn't want to leave because, like, come on, my brethren was there, obviously. Like, I'm just so familiar with stepping outside and everyone, like my bit on the estate as well was, as soon as you step out, everyone's just there. Do you know what I'm saying? And to me at that time was sensational. I just step out, whatnot, everyone's there. Now we're gonna go and move. And I've got to travel to go and see the man them and travel this, that and whatever. Listen, it was the greatest thing that could happen.
Ever.
Because I'm like, you know what, now, no one can just knock on my door now. Like, and if you do, you're actually genuinely coming to check me. It's not a vibe of, like, I'm just going to knock just for the sake of knocking. Because when you live on an estate, people just knock for the sake of knocking. You don't want to see me. You don't want to check for me, really. You don't, this is not about us doing, it's just, you're bored.
There's something to do.
You're bored.
I'm going to knock. I can't lie, the amount of times I knocked on man's door because I'm bored.
Yeah.
In the estate.
All the time. Is Kurum allowed out? Is Gary allowed out?
So what's the pros and cons for living on an estate?
Community.
Community is a big
pro. I love that aspect of it.
You know everyone in the community and you can build with everyone there.
Yeah.
What's a con? Does it give you almost a little
community.
Bit of... Community.
Yeah!
Sound like family.
Community is the con as well, man, because sometimes the community is just fucked.
Bro.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Because it's the good thing is... A small amount of people know your business, but the bad thing is that small amount of people know your business. So, right.
Brother, see crazy. My estate. Do you know how much... Hey, I swear. I kind of love kind of going back to elements of it because it was so normal. But now, as I'm older, I've realised none of this thing was not normal. Do you know how much nitties was on my estate, bro?
And you're busting convo with them, running joke with them.
So many nitties on my estate. And I've got a vivid memory of one nitty that I used to see all the time. He was quiet, never used to talk to him, whatever, yeah. Imagine, I don't know what's happened, but another nitty has mashed him up with a hammer on the estate in front of everyone, bro. In front of everyone.
No words.
No, I don't, but obviously they had their own thing going on. I don't know what the context was. All I knew is this next nitty came with a hammer and started mashing him up in front of everyone, utes everyone, bro. Started mashing him up. And it was like, obviously you know that that's mad. It fills you with a feeling of, right, it's crazy, whatever. But at the same time, it's like, you just crack on with it because it's
drink water,
it's just where it is, isn't it? Like,
because that's what will happen on the high road and all of that. And obviously you might not just crack on like that because it's the high road, there's phones out now, there's a whole different type of vibe. It's just too exposed. But in the community, everybody knows everybody.
Everyone knows
everyone. Oh, Mickey's hitting... them two are always at it. It's always going to get there. It's always going to get there.
Yeah, you can always hear their arguments. These lot arguing, fighting, whatever. This one beat up that one. This one's in an abusive relationship. This one cuts hair. This one, he's always a lad at.
And you know so much, yeah? You see the younger demographic on the estate? It kind of conditions you and shapes you for the outside world, because I was younger and I saw nitties and I saw what they went through. When I saw that same thing happen outside of my estate, a couple of my friends were like, oh my God, they're having a fight. But I'd be like, nah, that's just a couple of nitties, man. Like, yeah. ain't nothing. Whereas because they lived in like high-rise tall buildings on flipping high roads and stuff like that, they never had the same experience as me, or they lived out way out of London, so it was really quiet anyway. They never had that experience. They never really saw those types of things, but we kind of had everything you would have in a borough in one small estate.
Yeah, definitely.
And you could see it all at one time, so. Yeah.
Did you have a shop on your estate as well?
We had a barber's, we had a pub, we had a laundrette, we had a school.
Yeah, so the shop wasn't on my estate, but it was right next to it. There was a pub next to it in that as well. What kind of different characters did you have on your estate? So like, for example.
Your local
dog, Yeah, there was a few of them. One of them was my cousin. Imagine this, allegedly. One of them was my cousin, yeah, allegedly. And do you know who robbed that cousin?
Your cousin?
My cousin.
Yeah, man, that's the ends.
Robbed him.
That feels right.
Yeah. Twice.
Big man, that's mad.
Twice. He's out there just doing his thing on his moped. He had a moped at the time, whatnot. Just doing his thing.
Debo.
And then one of the older cousins was like, yeah, that's...
I need that.
Yeah. Twice. No, yeah, I know, it's nuts.
I had to say to my cousin, Big man, what's going on? You can't help me.
No, you can't. It's just family politics. I had the youths that was always allowed out.
You had, yeah. Do you know what? I don't mean to be rude. some of these Caucasian youths allowed out at Christmas Day, midday.
I wouldn't say their name, hours. But their name's so, their name, one of their names is so, it's so rare that I don't want to thing him out like that. But he was always fucking, him and his brother was always allowed out.
But, yeah, we had a few of those.
But he's, when I, thinking about it, like, his always allowed out was unfortunate circumstances, just because mum had left, the dad was an alcoholic. I've said this many times on a podcast. I used to go to his house, and in my mind, it was lit because we could do what we wanted.
Yeah.
I could go in his yard and I could mash, I could pick something up and fling it. I couldn't do that in my house. I had to take, there was order in mine. The idea of going to someone's house and there was no order was sensational to me.
Nah, do you know what the kid is? I didn't like that. There was a boy in our school, Felipe, in our secondary school. My boy Joseph told me he went to his house, and Joseph knew what my mum was on. Strict. You come in, you say hello, you take your shoes off, you go into the bedroom. I don't want to hear from you. Have fun though. Right. So you knew where you couldn't have fun. Restrictions.
Right.
Felipe's telling his mum, F off. Felipe's thing was different. So Joe's like, yeah, come round. I said, Tua, that monstrosity of an event. I can't be seen in an environment where man's telling his mum, F off. That's just not my thing. I'm going to end up getting on him.
Yeah.
I'm going to end up saying to him, you can do this, but not when I'm here. So how about I just don't go? Because if I go home and tell my mum that,
sensible you.
I used to not be on that. My mum was like, if you have to go somewhere, that if I come back, I'll be disappointed. It's either you don't tell me or you don't go. And you better make sure I don't find out. So that wasn't me in a chucky.
He was a sensible you still.
You had your good footballer on the estate.
Good footballer.
You had the good footballer. You had the sweet boy that everyone knew that, yeah, he's going to have Pear Pickney by God knows what age.
Wait. Who was the... There wasn't a sweet boy on mine, I don't think, you know.
Jesus, you was in the Gaza. It was you.
I didn't have it like that.
Oh, look at that.
But though, I remember I felt a titty on the stairway. And that was incredible scenes. Because there was a girl.
Man said I felt a titty.
Obviously was, yeah. No, that's singular. A big thing. Singular. When you're 14.
Singular.
Well, it's different now because the 14-year-olds are doing all kinds of fun.
They're shooting.
But I think I was crazy. No, I was probably a bit younger than that, to be fair. I was probably about 12, 13. But she was around the same age as me. But thinking about it, she must have been lightly busty. You get what I'm saying? And like...
So, lightly busty.
Yeah. So we were just vibing or whatever. It was kind of late. Thinking about it now, it couldn't have been that late. But we were just sitting in the stairway or whatever. And then I didn't even lip, so I'm just standing there. I'm just sitting with her, just squeezing the titty.
That feels right.
Yeah, man, that's a state vibes. You get what I'm saying? Sitting there just squeezing. I just sat there just squeezing it. I didn't even think I was looking at her. I was just holding the titty.
Oh, so you're grabbing titties without looking. Now that's dangerous.
And I'm just like, look, I'm squeezing the titty.
At least look at her while she's squeezing her titty.
Yeah.
Niggas gonna be staring at someone else squeezing the titty.
But I don't think there was a sweet boy in my state like that, really.
So there was a good footballer?
Yes, Curran.
Oh, right, cool.
Fucking sick.
We had Chris Bell, quality footballer. Didn't make it. Leg injuries. Knee.
Well, knee, yeah, knee.
You know how it
yeah,
goes. Yeah. What else did we have?
Did you have the disabled?
Yeah. Well, I don't want to talk about it, but...
Yeah, we used to call him, obviously we've grown up now, but we used to call him Peg. Yeah, that was what we used to call him. He used to not have, like, his leg was a bit thing. So we used to just call him. But that the maddest thing is, bro, calling him Peg was normal. It wasn't like, it wasn't an insult.
Because you created your own world where you made your own laws. I understand. It's all.
It's equality. You treated him the same.
Yeah, but yeah. So you call it, yeah, it was just Peg. That was it. Like Peg.
In a funny way, I hear you.
Yeah, it's equality. You're treating him the same. Like, if he was the same.
No one's exempt from the...
said anything about it. You're actually, like, pushing him out.
Yeah, that's true.
You
call
him in and you
call
him...
Yeah, yeah. He was not bad at football. Like, he was not bad at football either, ironically.
Did you have the drunkies?
Oh, loads of them.
Come on. Sometimes one of them is the man, them's dad.
Yeah, oh my God. Yeah. Yes.
I know.
I don't even want to say his name.
I'm not saying
yeah,
their name.
Yeah, but his dad was a... Big, big, big junkie. Like, always outside the shop with tenants. You know?
And it just Kestrel. Breaks your heart.
Man was outside with Kestrel. Yeah.
Breaks your heart,
you know,
bro.
Kestrel's the black, I think it's black with the gold. on it or whatever.
Oh,
yeah.
In the plastic bag thing.
Oh, yeah.
The estate has always had them types of characters. You must have had the guy that wanted to do music.
Yeah, that was me.
Did you make it?
Well,
he was on stage with Wiley.
I was on stage with Wiley.
It feels right.
I was doing the music thing.
That feels right to me. I can't lie. DJ sold out events.
Come on,
it worked.
I mean? I made it out here.
Come on. So now the estate has them types of characters. Buff Gan, the one Gan
that was the same, that was the one with the squeezing tea. She was.
Oh.
Yeah, she was buff. To be fair.
Okay.
She was buff.
What other characters are there?
I bottled the chop though, because I remember there were her brethren wanting to chop, and I was like. Talking it up, like, yeah, I'm ready to thing or whatever. These times my mum's out now. Then she lived, like, maybe, like, 5 doors away or whatnot. And then I remember her saying to me, coming in, bottled it. I bottled it.
I've done that bare times. Is bottled it?
Yeah.
Oh. Whilst we're on that subject, by the way, I redeemed myself. Don't worry, I'm back, man. But carry on.
Did you end up chopping the same thing? Or? Oh!
By chance, come on, man.
That's private.
Private.
Yeah, man.
Private.
That's private. Private.
Yeah,
private.
Man.
I love to
hear
the
that.
Return fixture.
I was rooting for you,
brother.
As well.
It was Liverpool Barca. I was 3-0 down, but the way I brought Origi right. to start my game.
Yes.
I can't believe it. Yes. Right. Yes. Shout out Savage Dad. But yeah, man, the estate has them characters, the buff mum that everyone likes, like, oh my God, that mum's so buff. Like, there's so many different types of characters, and I think it builds character and it allows you to be ready and it kind of preps you for the love, you know, for the bigger world. I think people that are built from estates have a better perception of reality. I have nothing to test this theory out apart from myself and my friends. And I believe that if you're born in an estate, it's because it's his own world. You have an understanding of characters, how to interact and socialise in a lot earlier than you would if you were just born on a road.
Yeah, 100%. Did you also quickly have estate versus estate in terms of football? So like this estate would play that estate or...
Yes, and it became violence after a while, but it started off as football. Yeah,
you couldn't do that now.
The thing is, you can, you know. Do you know what I've realised as well? Lippy used to say it when we were young, a few years ago. The sad thing about the stories of the good youths... It's years later. The bad youths get bare shine, bare attention. Facts. So you will hear more about the bad estate fighting the bad estate than you would hear about the football match between two estates, which happened in my days quite predominantly. Yeah. Broadwater Farm, shout them out, and shout out Haringey Council at the time for arranging so many football matches between different estates. I had my own youth club. We played Meridian. They're the only, them and Broadwater Farm were the only two teams that, you know, we couldn't beat. But barring that...
Mm.
Everyone got beat, man. Everyone got beat. Every single estate
That's
in
true.
Tottenham. So you were able to do it. It's just that once it happened, how do you publicise that? How does anyone outside of Tottenham care about that?
Yeah.
But violence.
Yeah, people always want to talk about that shit.
And do you know what I hate? I hated in the estates the road youths that were cold at football.
Oh, yeah. Had a couple of them as well.
So. I hated them. They were cold at football, but they just couldn't go to away matches. I
nearly said the name again. Fucking hell.
Is it?
Nearly. But yeah, there was one youth, super road, but so good at football. So good at football. You just knew if he applied himself properly, he would have been able to do something. But he's in jail now for a big one.
Rugrat from Broadwater Farm. One is because we used to do like a lot of youth teams. So we had like an under-13s team. And I can say at the time, which was a long time ago, best under-12 I'd seen in my life. Him and a boy called Fimba Robbins. They're the best under-12s. I'd seen in my life, but Rugrat, loved the roads.
Yeah.
Loved it.
I remember as well discovering what gas was as well. To be gassed, because I gassed myself, bro. So imagine the older youths was playing ball, whatnot.
Mm.
I'm standing on the side and I see this black thing. So I was like, who, what is this? And he was like, oh, it's gas. So I didn't know what that was. So I took the thing and I pressed it, and then the wind then flipping pushed it in my face. Bro, I started running around all over the place now thinking, rah, what the fuck? So everyone, the game stopped now because I'm fucked. Went home now, put water on it, made it worse. I learned something that day.
What did you learn?
I learned,
What did you learn?
What gas was.
Don't get gas.
Yeah, don't get gas. But man was walking around with gas a lot them times there. Well, certain youths were walking around with gas a lot them times there.
Look, he might have got gas a minute ago when you're rubbing your eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, bro. I feel like I got something in my eye, bro. It's mad. Anyway, there's not much on the menu today.
I know, but and the thing is, Drake released that album.
Quite, yeah, it's not too early to talk about that.
100%.
So this is going to be a quick episode today. But do you know what? We did go cinema yesterday. We watched Saw. So there's going to be spoiler alerts here if you plan on watching it. But yo, firstly, I love for organising that. That was good.
Look what vibe in it.
Yeah, nice little vibe.
Even though everyone was late, but that's the thing I liked.
Yeah, everyone was late still. Even me, I was late still. Yeah, you lot went Burger King and that. I'm saying Burger King. The film's gonna. You lot was already late, yes. And then you lot are going Burger King.
No, me and Sushi had a good plan. We were hungry, so we sent people inside to get popcorn and drinks and all of that, and then we got the Burger King. The only problem is when we came in, we were in the middle row, so the amount of noise we made opening them bags, I felt so bad. We're late and we're just scrambled up. But we had to.
But you know what? It was good to obviously sit down and watch Saw and that. And like, I've only seen the first Saw. I didn't even know there was another 9.
What?
I didn't know there was another 9. When we say, no, yeah, we're going to go and see Saw 10, I'm saying, what? There's a Saw 2? I didn't even know. I just came along just for the ride. Do you get what I'm saying? But all I'm seeing is the same Don in 1. So I'm like, Rod, you're seeing him off the rip. Because I'm sure from Saw 1, you didn't see him from the rip like that. But it's an interesting one, that, because this is ultimately a man who is playing God to a degree. Would you not say?
Not. I don't think God puts us in scenarios like this.
No, but he's basically saying,
I,
you're bad. You've done something. Because everything that he's doing, I think, is out of his own, out of goodness, really, in a weird way. Because like, you're bad, so you need to learn.
Yeah.
And if you don't learn, you're going to come out of this thing in a shit way.
Yeah.
But he's still the one who's saying, you've done something wrong. You've done something wrong. And we need to do something about it. And the thing that we need to do something about it is usually quite traumatic. You're putting people in mad situations and that. But I'm watching this and I found myself so much times thinking to myself, I can't wait for this person to get a slice. You know, like when you start seeing how they did my man or whatnot, you're thinking, nah, you know what? You need a slice of that. You need a fucking slice of that. Even when they spoiler alert, even when they came back and went to the black brother, I'm not going to lie. I was like, yeah.
Happy.
Yes.
Very happy.
Well, I thought the whole thing was done.
Bruv, do you know how much money he spent? Quarter.
Yeah, he spent
a quarter M.
Oh yeah, shit, I forgot about that.
He spent a quarter M. I remember he's laying in the bed, he's like, oh, why are you the next part of tomorrow morning? And he's like, good luck for the rest of your life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking, what a good woman.
Yeah.
What a good woman. They had me up there. He was that. And you know what the killer is? One thing I like about this film, because he's the man that does it, but he does it based upon how he observes people associating themselves in life and then goes, because of the way you're treating your life, I'm going to punish you. This time it was personal.
Yeah.
Because of the way you treated me.
Yes.
This is what I'm going to put you to. He put them all in the same arena.
Yeah, because I'm sure all of that. Well, I don't know. I've not seen them all. Like the first one, it was all what people had done to somebody else.
Yeah.
Or what they'd put them, like, just situations that they'd created themselves. It wasn't about him so much. But this one was definitely
him.
Oh,
this one's him.
I'm this about to die. And I don't want to die. So what can we do to fix this? Oh, there's a solution. Oh, nice. Little money. Cool. Let me go and explore that. Mexico. Yeah? Let me go and get the surgery. Boom, boom. You see when he realized that they were like having him on, my first thought was, oh, the whole of Mexico's about to know about it now. The whole of Mexico's about to feel it today.
He's going to go crazy. The only thing I didn't understand, obviously I shouldn't think this deep, it's a film, just go enjoy on. It. How did you not know nothing was going on? Like, how did you not feel it afterwards? Like, didn't you touch it? Like, I'm a man that touches my scars and all of that, but he didn't touch it.
Yeah, because he wouldn't have had a headache or anything like that.
He just got told to take medication.
Yeah, which usually when you come out of surgery, you have some type of pain, didn't it? But he didn't know quite quickly that something wasn't right, though.
Oh, and he was the anger.
I
was
like, right, they didn't even shave his head, blood.
Not an aguan.
They didn't even shave his head.
They left a video on. A video running of them doing a surgery to make it look like they were operating on his head. Nah, he was not happy. He captured every single... He went and found a gal working as a prostitute. He went and found their
everyone.
Next, he found everybody. Nah, I like him. And I like him a lot.
And the ending I thought was sensational. I'm thinking, Truex 10... Oh, they're actually going to duppy him.
That's what I thought.
I thought, yeah, it's over for him. Until, what was it? When they grabbed the bag? When they grabbed the bag and then the whole thing flipped on its head. Yeah, that was good. I was like, as soon as it flipped on his head, I said, yes.
I like that though.
I said, yes.
Because he told them, she's going to kill you one day.
Yeah.
They told you everything that was going to happen and they didn't realise that they have accounted for everything. They've played it, so nah, do you know what? Well done, fair play.
Even the whole thing of when he said to his partner, some way or another, it's all going to work out. That's what he told her.
100%.
Some way or the other, it's all going to work itself out.
And you know what's so crazy? I don't know, because you haven't seen all the rest of them, I'll just tell you, because everyone would have known if they've watched all of them anyway, is she is the only survivor from one of the swords.
Oh, sweat. Have you seen all of them?
Yeah.
Mad. Yeah, because I can't remember
now, but yeah.
I was thinking, like, who was... I knew that when she appeared, it was a significant moment in the film.
But she'd been in it before, like, bare times. So you know who she is. Oh, okay, you know who the character is. But, yeah, she survived, I think, the first or the second one. I might have...
Maybe it was a significant moment because she actually made it to Mexico. So...
Yeah, when I saw her, I was like, she's overdue. I knew it wasn't him doing it because they revealed before, at least three, four films before, that it was her that was doing all of the movements, because he's dying of cancer. Anyhow, he's out here doing bare things. I'm confused. I was even confused the way he grabbed the gal. I was like, ain't this guy dying? Yeah, where did he find that strength?
But, oh, yeah, I thought that too. So what, are you a big film watcher like that?
Do you know what? I used to... See the way we went to cinema yesterday?
Yeah.
That was the way I used to make us go to cinema every week. I used to call everyone. It's been like, you know, we're going to cinema, because I felt like it was good for just having conversation. And it wasn't pressure to have big conversation. I felt like... There's a small period where you have conversation, then you watch the film, then you have something to conversate about afterwards. A month of doing that, all of a sudden, there's four conversations to be had. Now we're chilling and talking on MSN. Mm-hmm. So that was my vibe. So then I became a film head off the back of doing that. Mm. So I just watched loads of films and all of that off the back of just being able to do it as a group activity. So when there was Netflix and all of that, I wasn't as keen to sort of watch films that way, because that wasn't the mechanic in which we watch films. It was always... as a collective group, a laugh and joke about it later. Mm. So, yeah, man, I'm going to go back to yesterday, though, man.
Yeah, do you know what? Anytime you do something like that, let me know. Do you know the maddest thing? Do you know what I realised after I left? I've never done that.
Haven't you?
I've only ever gone cinema with one or two other people. Not necessarily a date, could be my cousin or whatever. I've never been cinema, ever. I've never, ever been to the cinema with more than three people.
I think one time I went to cinema with 30 people.
Crazy. That must have been the vibes.
And it was sick. We went to go and watch Matrix 2, yeah. And all I remember, something happened halfway through where Neo had to, like, he had a big fight and he bust out. I don't even know what he said, but Babatunde made a joke. The whole cinema is in stitches. It was like yesterday when she goes, I got a gun. belly was... So it's for moments like that I like to do it. I like when we have a big group and then you have good characters like Sushi. Shout out Sushi.
Honourable shout out to her. She's
a big character.
Yeah, man. I noticed you two have got a good friendship there still.
That's my G, man.
Yeah,
man.
It makes sense. She's got her character, like, you match in that sense.
She's got high energy.
Yeah, she's got high energy. Sushi is a proper vibe still, I can't lie. There's certain people you meet, right? You might see them on Instagram or whatever, and you might have a preconception of how you might think that person might be. Not that I ever had a negative one, but I think that when I actually got to know her, I just thought, rah, she's a proper joker, she's just proper cool, and she can just hang. It's just nice when you can just have somebody around that can just hang.
That's what I like. People that can just chill, and we're all having a good time. If you look good, it's a bonus. It's not the main thing for me.
Should we bait out her Instagram so everyone can go and have a little look at her?
Yeah, let me find out what it is.
Yeah, go on. Everyone, go and look at Sushi's Instagram. Her Instagram has got to be Sushi. Isn't it?
Do you want to put it on screen or not?
Why not?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, Sushi_SB. Yeah, go on, put it on the screen, bear her out. Go and have a look.
That's our G. Leave a comment under our photo and say we sent you there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go and leave a comment right now just saying that we sent you there. Where is it? Yeah, slap that on the screen.
Sugar, I know I'm meant to be going to Natty's cookout tomorrow.
Who, what?
Natty's got a cookout tomorrow.
Who's Natty?
Natty can cook. Another one that came here.
He's got a cookout tomorrow. Oh, I'm in fucking thing tomorrow, man.
Where are you?
Bristol. I've been meaning to go to one of Natty's things, you know.
I got to message him today. He's going to be so angry at me. He's going to put, I don't blame
him. Big up Natty. Natty can cook. He featured on the pod before. That was a good episode.
Oh, I was meant to respond. It's just,
big him up.
My working weeks are so crazy, man. But yeah,
it Natty gets like that sometimes.
But yeah, I'm a good film. I'm not a big filmy, but now I'm going to become one. And also, our job has messed things up. We get all of these invites to premieres, and I'm so used to going with a group of 10. Now I've got to invite one man.
Yeah, I hear that.
And
stuff.
Sit down and watch the film, and they give you like popcorn. I'm used to buying my own, but because they're giving it to you free, they give you this small bag, and now you're eating two and you feel greedy. But usually you're used to getting a large.
Large, yeah.
All of them problems are just.
Do you know what it is with the premieres and that though? Yeah, one of the reasons why I don't go to them as much is because I can't always be bothered to dress up like that. That if I'm already out. Say I've got a jeans and a t-shirt or whatever, a premiere, I'll go.
Mm.
But if I've got to go home and put on a shirt and tie and this, that and whatever, and sometimes I'm just like, ah, oh, it's Wednesday, I can't be bothered. I just can't be bothered. So then I don't go.
But I've told someone in the email I'm going. Do you know what, to be honest with you, yeah? I'm going a lot more now, yeah. I'm going a lot more now, yeah. But Chucks, do you want to be real? I don't know if this happened to you. I've done this job for so long now. It's bound to happen at some point. But you just lose that same spark of motivation and love you once have. It's reshaped and repackaged to something else. But that process to finding out what is repackaged as, yeah. You start figuring out, well, now anyway, you start looking back and going, is that why I was losing motivation? Like, the job was so great when it was just exciting about the things you were going to create and the things you were going to go to. But you see the other stuff, like going to parties by yourself or plus one or... If you're from an estate or you're from like the culture where you know you got a big dance, you know everybody, and it's that type of vibe, and then you go into this world of everyone's got a plus one, so everyone doesn't really know anyone in here, so everyone's gonna try and find common ground through conversation. It's an environment which is very new to me, and then that becomes normal, and then your everyday life is now your alien life. Mm. So when you go to a dance and you know everyone, you don't find it the same like when you go to a dance and you don't know everyone. Like, that mechanic is different to knowing everyone. It's a different way of communicating. So you even feel kind of like, that's when this job became an issue for me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When that normal, which I don't consider normal, became normal because it can only work inside this small parameter called the industry. This way of communicating and socializing, it can't work and exist outside in the real world because it just doesn't operate like that.
No, it doesn't. That makes sense. I think, do you know what it was for me, yeah? Is that I watched... At one point, I watched my very close friend having a certain level of success when he signed Tinchy and that whole era was going or whatever. Yeah. And I used to think to myself, like, he used to go certain places and I used to go certain places with him. And I used to think, oh, like, I'd love to just be there on my own accord. Or, like, I wanted to just be at everything because he was doing everything. And it felt like he was at everything and he was everywhere that I wanted to be. Then when I got to a point where I was got a couple invites and was able to do stuff, I rinsed it. So I was going everywhere.
I was doing everything.
I was going everywhere, doing Chucky everything. I was drinking all the drinks. I was all the canapes. I was dressing up. I was doing all of that. And then now I'm just kind of like, I can't always be bothered now. I'm just like, I can't. Because I think that a lot of the things that might have happened for me in my life, yeah, has not necessarily come off the back of me being in these places like that, really. It's just been off the back of me, like, connecting certain dots or, like, knowing what my strengths are and then highlighting my strengths, putting them out there and whatnot, and then things happening off the back of that as opposed to just going to places, having a canapé with people and making something happen that way. It's just not, that's just never really been my story. So when I started to realize what actually really works for me, which ultimately, at the end, to simplify it, do you know what works for me?
Go on.
Sitting here chatting with you.
That's crazy. Something so simple.
Literally that, bro. Literally that. Bro, even the R&B thing,
yeah.
Even though I was a DJ before and I'm a music head and all of that type of stuff, yeah, ultimately, that came from sitting here with Dan talking about people don't listen to R&B. Literally having conversations. Us having conversations about R&B and music and this, that, and the other. My business partner saying to me, we should do this. And like, yeah, do you know what? Why not? But it came off the back of doing this. Also, the reach that I had in getting people there also came off the back of this too. Because a lot of the following that follow me ultimately is from this.
It's funny how a lot of people cannot do their core and then wonder why they have no strength.
Let me tell you this, Poe. I will always, until I stop doing this completely, I will always water this plant.
Yeah, for real. I will always water this plant. For real.
Because all of the leaves that come off the back of that is from me watering this plant. Those other leaves are Viastox, JD, this, that, and the other. Those things were not necessarily... Even bookings now, it's like, I'm match fit because this was something I was doing before.
Yeah.
I was always playing music. I know that. Like, I know that element of it. But you know what? The fact that I can probably go and get a booking in this country or do this or whatnot, yeah, ultimately is me watering this plant. I ain't never stopped. I'm not going to stop watering this plant. You've got to be crazy.
I think that's definitely something. It's so interesting because you can take a look at that mechanic in you and take a look at so much other people that have a mechanic of, I have a foundation, I neglect it for a period of time, and all of a sudden it doesn't look the same later, years later on. Even like even music, if you go to music now, I don't know if we were speaking about it here, but I was speaking on MTV with Snoochie, a little plug.
Don't know about shout out to Snoochie.
Come on, all the time, man. Smeek and Ross getting back together.
Yeah.
And I heard that song.
Yeah, Shaq and Kobe.
Shaq and it, brother, I can't lie to you. I had it on repeat for a little piece.
I fuck with this tune hard.
It's, fam, it's cold. And I'm thinking to myself, is it because you've gone back to the foundation?
I'll get to that in a minute.
You know, like, for example, like, see the person I am around you? I even realised yesterday in the cinema, when you're there, that brings out a different confidence in me. Sometimes things play out like that. Sometimes you're in a space where you're just cool all the time, but sometimes I could be whatever. I see Chucky and now I have a different element of energy. I think that's within music as well. Like, there's just certain people that when I'm around them, I can create a song or a moment better than I can with other individuals. And if I neglect that, I'm like, rah, what could that have been if we kept watering that plant for 4 years?
Yeah.
Ross and Meek, they watered their plant. You take a look at the amount of products that came from watering that plant. Arguably one of their greatest songs to give them trajectory, I'm a Boss. Incredible song.
Then they
fell out over some nonsense. And then you hear this.
What is this?
They play Maybach music. With the production.
I like this,
well,
Maybach
though.
Music.
Because they...
Sweet.
What is that?
Let him go. Let him go. Let him go. They understood the assignment on
brother this. So yeah, you're right, man. You have to always make sure, as a creative or what have you, it's good advice to consistently water the plants that allowed you to reap the benefits of your talent. If it was a podcast, don't neglect the podcast. No. If it was a, I don't know, a particular group of people you make music with, don't neglect that particular group of people you make music or art with.
Plant, man.
That's crazy.
Two other things.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see this conversation that people have been having about Jay-Z and the 4800?
No.
Okay. So everyone's just taking these, what Jay-Z said, out of context, yeah?
Yeah.
He's like talking to Kevin Hart and he's like essentially saying, like, going in to see family or going to see his gran or whatever, yeah? And
yeah.
When he goes to see them, he's trying to seek solace, but everyone's asking him for money.
Ah.
Like, you have like a cousin and be like, oh, yo, you know what I mean? If I could get this 4800, I could flip it into millions. And he's saying, it doesn't work like that. Like, this just doesn't work like that. So anyway, this whole thing, everyone's talking about, if I was worth $1 billion, I would give my cousin 4800. I would give my cousin 4800. Everyone's saying this, yeah. And I'm watching this, and I always ignore those type of things because I'm just like, It's just a little thing that comes up on the timeline. But for days, I'm seeing people going in on Jay-Z about all of this. Yeah, and I'm like, people are actually just not thinking about, like, they've taken what he said completely out of context.
100.
But anyway, like, let's go into the context that you think it is. You've taken this and then said, you thought in your mind, I'm a billionaire. My favorite cousin, because this is probably how people are thinking, my favorite cousin is asking me for 4,800. Of course I'm going to give my cousin 48, my favorite cousin 4,800. I think most people would. It's your favorite cousin. Mm. It's your cousin that you're close to. It's the cousin that you, it's the cousin that would be your friend if it wasn't your cousin. That's not what he's talking about. Oh. That's not what Jay-Z's talking about. He's talking about, and when we talked about this before, when I was saying, when for example, giving out money becomes a direct debit. And it's like, it's not about so much the money. It's the fact that you think because I'm making money that I should just give you the money because I've just got the money. So now you want me to just loan the money to you so you could just squander it. Do you know what? I watched, sorry, bro.
No, you
there's a UFC fighter called, can't remember his name. I'll get EA to put him on the screen. But he's a UFC fighter, yeah?
Mm.
Heavyweight. He came into a big amount of money. Do you know what he did? Came home, spruced up the family, gave money, bought cars, bought things and whatever. Do you know what they all did? Sold it. He bought them all stuff and they just sold it. Got rid of it, kept the money or whatever, came back afterwards, a little while later. What do they want?
More money.
Right then. And it's like, people think, yeah, just because you make a certain amount of money, just because it's family, that you're just supposed to just constantly just peel off the money. That's how people end up getting broke. Mayweather said it great as well. It's like, yo, you know what? I'll buy you the shoes. I'll buy you the clothes. I'll buy you the car. I'll buy you all of these things. But you're a lot of the time, you're not going to look after it. Why? Because you didn't even work for it. It's easy for you. You just know that you can come back to me because I've got money and I'll just do it all over again. How many times am I going to keep doing this all over again? This is what actually happens with family and money. That's just the reality. The reality is, of course, I love loads of people in my family and I love what my family has also done for me. But I'm not naive to the fact that, like, when money comes into the equation, things changes massively. And the moment you say no,
it's over.
The moment you say no.
And you don't have to be a billionaire. It's just the perception of better off. That's all it is. And the sad thing is, because we go to school and school teaches you
better off.
Like in school, essentially, it's just you're just taught on how to, they give you skills on how to work for someone to make money. And then the person that's the boss, no matter what, when you watch television programs or however you consume content, the person that is the boss of that establishment is always has the perception of better off. You always feel like you can go to the master for £100 or you go to the master for £200. So if that boss-like figure exists within your family and you have three or four individuals that are owning companies, you will always be obligated to feel like you can go to them because of the perception of better off. And in the world where you've learned on the skills that you've learned from school on how to be what you can be, there's a period of time you've got to wait till you become the boss. So in your mind, it's like, that's just normal. Like, you haven't seen anything outside of that. I know a lot of the people that sort of, when they were younger, dropped out of school or found alternative methods for education or without education to make money where they have to get their hands dirty, don't really have that mentality. They haven't had the mentality of, all right, cool, I need to rely on somebody else for me to make financial income. They are the instigators of everything they do. They are the individual that has to go out and make it happen. Mm. So when they make and obtain a certain amount of money, their understanding of life and how to make money and so on and so forth is so different to the 9-to-5er who's just saying, oh, can't you just lend me some money? In their mind, like, yeah, but you just got money because you're the boss, and it just doesn't work like that. Like, the more money you have, the more probably outgoings you have. The more outgoings you have, the more responsibilities you have. The more responsibilities you have, it just means you can't just be giving money to anybody and everybody because you've got loads of things that have to be sorted out by you. This money that you want, you didn't want it last month and you probably won't want it next month. You just need it now. But you see the responsibilities I had. I had to pay them last month. I got to pay them this month and I got to pay them next month. And I just think, I don't know, people in that position, from my experience anyway, they don't really have a thought process like that, unless they've lived that life at some point.
Yeah, yeah. And do you know what is nuts as well? I can only imagine that, like, sometimes people are asking for money that they've never actually have had in their life.
Don't even know how to make that kind of money.
Yeah. You want 10 bags. You've never had 10 bags ever. And you want me to just give you just 10 bags?
And you can tell me what you would do with 10 bags that you've never had before in your life. This is crazy, bro. This is actually crazy. They convince themselves and then try and convince you.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's nuts, man. Like, I don't know. There's obviously naturally certain people I would always take care of. I would always take care of. If whatever I've got, they would be able to get from me. And it's, a lot of that is down to the fact that, like, again, if we wasn't even family, I would still have you in my life somewhere down the line, because I just, like, I just, there's a certain love and respect that I've really got for them. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But, like, you see, when you're talking about, so you got the cousin, then you got the second cousin, because that always pops up. Then you got the other cousin that you don't know how they're your cousins. You know, you've got a cousin that you don't know how your cousins.
But your cousins.
But your cousins. And then you got someone else who's just a cousin. Then you got the cousins, you're not, that's not your cousin, but somehow your cousins, and their cousin is now your cousin. They're your cousin. Do you get, like, there's bare cousins, bruv. Like, it's just
everywhere.
Crazy. It's like ants. Have you had an ant problem in your yard? That's what cousins is like sometimes. Seriously. But then they just start coming out everywhere.
They like start coming out everywhere. Like in Paris.
It's insanity. It's insanity. I could do a whole dance with cousins.
Oh, I definitely could. And you know what? I'd probably relate to all of them as well. It'd be honest, but Jesus Christ, family is, it's always a touchy one.
Yeah. It's, but always, I think ultimately, there's a lot of my family that I love, so a lot of my family still.
Oh. I see them in the dance.
It's a flamboyant family still.
Huh? I see all the family events, I see your cousins.
See? They, nothing them pull up still.
Listen, I like to apologise to some of them. They come up to me and then they have to say, I'm Chucky's cousin. And then I go, oh! Yeah. But beforehand, you have to understand more time. I've just...
Oh, that's it. Because I was meaning to say this to you as well, yeah? I don't know if I told you on the phone, but my cousin, Elliot, the one who, remember when Peter died?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was here, innit? But he saw you at Flippers. And I remember he said to me, he was like, yeah, when I saw him, he said that he, like, come up, and he don't say, he's not a man who says anything to anyone, but he really fucks with you. So anyway, he was like, oh yeah, I said hello or whatever, but your energy was like, you didn't know. And then when he said that he was my cousin, then he was like, oh yeah, cool. And I was like, yeah, now, do you know, obviously, naturally,
It caught me off guard.
Yeah.
I've just stepped in a dance. I'm already thinking about the DMs that I've got of saying that they're gonna be there, and I'm thinking, but it's all crazy. There's things in my mind right now. There, gyal, Wagwan poet. I'm like, Wagwan, but my mind's not there with Wagwan poet. Chucky's cousin. What, you in the pot? And then it's, you know what I'm saying. It's, but in the moment,
but like, that's my like, when I tell you, if he wasn't my cousin, he would be one of my best friends.
Cheers.
He'll be one of my best friends. Like, I love that guy differently. We grew up together, like, literally from, he's like my brother. He's just same sort of age group, but a little bit older than me. But we were this, like, everything. His younger brother was just a little bit younger than me. And it was just us. It was just us. His estate, so imagine, I grew up on two estates, my estate and his estate. So my estate that I lived on was the estate that was, like, predominantly in the white area, bare nitties, fucking all kinds of madness going on or whatever. His estate was the same, but it was a lot more multicultural, which is where a lot of my black friends and whatever that I grew up with come from. Because you go that, when you go on that estate, it's all of the olders parked up, music, man doing this, things, whatever. It was, that estate was just black. Do you get what I'm saying?
The Gaza.
Yeah, so I was, and that was because of my cousin. So I was always go and check him, and then I just knew everyone. And a lot of my older cousins was on that estate too. Whereas the same, he would come to my estate and all my brethren knew him. So they, because he was always around me. And then when we got into music, the guy on his estate, Jason Speed, was the one who taught me how to mix. Jason Speed on his estate taught me how to mix, but I'd bring my cousin to my estate where we had, like, a few MCs and whatnot, and we just all linked up together. So that was how our thing was. And as I said, like, if we wasn't cousins, he would be my best friend, regardless.
Do you know when you said if he wasn't my cousin, he'd be my best friend regardless? It made me think of where else does that concept exist? Relationships.
Yeah.
And then I thought, what have I seen on Twitter recently? Because you spoke about Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Hmm.
Then I thought, wait a minute. Sorry to go left. But I saw Beyonce credit, I've got the video, Jay-Z for teaching her and helping her to become a woman.
How is it?
The abuse was crazy.
What, on Twitter?
Crazy. They couldn't understand how a man could help a lady become a good woman.
That's nuts to me.
That's nuts. I was thinking...
But it's Twitter, though.
But it's Twitter.
That's though. Why there's it all these Twitter, type of though. Stupid think pieces and whatever else. Like, everyone, all these lot will sit. Sometimes Twitter just makes me sick.
I love
you
it.
You know though. That? It just makes me sick. But I can't help but to just look at it. Because people will just be out here talking about, oh my God, men, women, men, women, men. And I'm like, you know what you're doing in your private life anyway.
And what's made it worse is Blue Therapy's back. But Blue Therapy's back, but we know it's fake. So why do we watch it? there's no... That's a calculated risk. It's just a risk now for you to take that on board. It's not real.
Yeah, I hear that still. It's on Channel 4 now, isn't it? Yeah, they go on big TV. Check that for me. Fact check that for me, EA, if you can. But I'm sure it is.
Jesus Christ. If they are...
Blue Therapy. I think it's called something else, though, isn't it?
I'm here to tell everyone it's real.
Watch Love and Toxic Blue Therapy.
Yeah, Love and Toxic. Yeah, that's it. It's on Channel 4.
What?
Hey, big up Channel 4, by the way, just lightly.
Just for doing
that? They've been turning over some good things recently.
Is there anything else that we can think about?
Married at First Sight.
That's fucking cold.
My fucking child.
Yeah.
This one, love it.
Yeah. I don't know why I've been missing this.
Yeah.
That's Married at First Sight.
Oh, what? Oh, it is a great piece of junk.
Is that the are you watching the one with the I don't know what
season. Terrence. I'm watching the one with
Terrence. I don't know the names in it, but the trans girl and the
yes. Brother. Yeah, yeah.
Crazy.
Crazy. It's crazy.
Married at First Sight.
Married at First Sight. Apparently the Australia one is nuts. I need to watch that. Do you know the maddest thing is? One of my brethren keeps telling me, yeah, you should watch Married at First Sight Australia. Like, he's not a man to watch stuff like this. So already in my head, I'm just like, oh, it's a bit mad. But now that I'm watching this one, I understand why he's telling me to watch
go
it.
Go watch it.
Yeah, I'm binge watching right now. See, when I'm at home, bro.
Yeah.
I'll be at home doing whatever it is I'm doing. These things are on in the background. I'll just be watching them.
Serious?
Yeah.
I need to learn how to do that, you know. Back in the day, I could watch bare stuff. I was able to just, before COVID, I could consume loads of content. Now, do you know what's on in the background?
Football. Oh, is it?
It could even be Ronaldinho videos or Lee Trundle videos or Ian Wright videos.
Well, like best of and that.
Best of or Peter Drury's best commentary moments. So like, I don't know how to consume just regular content. I don't know if it's because I'm not casually seeing multiple women where that was the thing. That's how I started watching Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah.
That's how I started watching Love Island. I'm not doing any of that. I'm going to demand them. The man them just want to play FIFA, watch football. So now I'm in that zone again, like a child.
Yeah, it's true. I think, ironically, I would be watching... What I'm watching right now, I would traditionally be watching if I was in a relationship. I'd just be like... I'd just get into those things because more time than the lady that I'm with would be maybe watching something like that and just put me on. But yeah. Also, as well, while we're here, there's something on Amazon Prime called The Fake Shake. It's a really good doc. You should watch that. No. It's about a journalist called Mazza Mahmood, right? So...
English?
Yeah.
I think I know Mazza Mahmood.
You do. Do you know why? You know who he is.
Go on.
He was the one who did the Talisa story. Remember the whole Talisa thing with the sweets and whatever else, yeah?
Oh my lord. Yeah.
So basically it's about him and like how he got into power in the news, in the journalist world and like the things that he was doing to make stories because his whole thing was entrapment. You see, even Talisa's thing, to be fair to her, it was all entrapment. What he would do is he'd play this role, like he didn't do the Shake thing with Talisa, but he would, because he knows that Shakes have that thing of they got a lot of money, yeah? So we would dress up as a Shake now and he would present like this thing, you know, like, you know, we really say, go to a model, for example, and be like, you know what, we want to pay you 1.5 million and we want you to do this and that and we think you're going to be fantastic. And he would also like rent out a really nice hotel, really nice. He'd have his brethren out as a driver. His brethren's a fucking photographer, but he'd have his brethren as a driver. He'd have his other brethren who's a photographer as a fucking security guard. He had just created this whole thing. He would even put like Dubai duty-free bags around the yard just to make it look like he's just come straight from Dubai. So once he's got into your head in that now, he would do one of two things. Be like, oh, snort this cocaine. Like, and then one of the girls was like, nah, like, I don't really like, nah. And he's like, nah, adamant, just, you know what I mean? And in her mind, she's thinking, right, you know what? He's about to bust me with 1.5. Let me just snort up this fucking, yeah? He's just on that. But then another type, what he'd do is as well, is say, he'd leave it for a couple of days and be like, are you able to get me any drugs? But again, they're thinking, my man's about to bust me on the thing. Everyone knows, like, a person. You're always a phone call away from a drugs or a fucking whatever it is.
For 1.5 million, yeah, why not?
See, just, oh yeah, once you get it, just push it underneath the thing. He did bear of those type of things. He did that to Talisa. Anyway, the whole thing was about him creating this, doing entrapment, and that, like, it ended up going to court because... Or you actually can't technically do this. It's like you're creating a narrative to make a story, but you're creating this whole illusion that something is happening in order to get a fucking
story out of someone. That's disgusting. On
a main page, bro. Like, it's nuts. It's a really good doc, though.
It's so mad that he can't do it, but Undercover Feds can.
Oh yeah, but technically they can't though. Can't if they get if you get caught, you see, like. The way the court system works here. This is why court isn't always bad.
Okay.
Because you see, from the moment the judge finds out that you done something or that they've done something, they could have been listening. They could have been, I don't know. What is that one of the things that you can't do? You can't like record audio on the phone without them knowing, isn't it? I think that's one of them.
What?
Sometimes you can't use, the only way that you can use footage from someone being on the phone is if you get an order from the court first. Yeah. I don't think that you're able to just... If I say I'm talking to you on the phone or whatever, I can't just use that in the court.
Good.
So like, the moment that the judge realizes that you've been doing something like that, that gets thrown out immediately. They're like, yeah, no, I can't use that. And the jury are not allowed to hear that piece of evidence either. So sometimes what they'll do is, they'll like, tell the jury to leave. Because remember, the jury is the one, it's a jury of your peers. They're the ones who's making the judgment on whether you're supposed to go to jail or not, yeah? They will tell the jury to leave, and then the barristers and the judge will be debating on whether they can hear this piece of evidence or not. And if you have the undercover police or whatever found out that this is any type of entrapment, whatever else it is, yeah, it gets thrown out. Can't use it. The jury can't hear it.
That's cold.
Yeah, yeah.
You should know anyway, so I know your thing. When it comes to types of trials and you know them types of things. EA Sports, for some strange reason, you just know random stuff. I don't know what. I don't know why. I don't know how.
So uni-you.
Uni-you.
Have you got any howlers, bro?
I do, you know. I'd like to apologise to everyone as well, man. I've had a very, very crazy week in life. So loads of things have happened, so I'm a bit all over the place. But Cardi B's naked in a new video, so who cares? Think about Cardi B. And think about the place that I've asked to close down on so many times. You've obviously seen, because you look at all my snaps, I know you do, you look at everything I do on Instagram. You would have seen that I said that, yes, I should take credit for the fact that they are considering shutting down the government. That was all of my observations here on this pod that shows you the United States needs a refresh. Nothing wrong with that. Arsenal, under Arteta, had a refresh. My mum, when she was splitting up with multiple partners, okay, just one. My dad, refresh. Me, every single year, refresh. Right. America, when you say the former North Carolina police officer sentenced to 38 days in jail for fake drug arrests that targeted black men, you instantly think, that is a white lady. That has to be a Caucasian lady, surely. Surely, who done, you know, something bad happened to her and she's taking it out on multiple black guys. Wrong, poet. Shouldn't jump to conclusions, but I got high ceilings, so I won't hit my head. It was him!
What?
It was him! Him!
Oh,
Uncle Ruckus. He did what?
He was out here doing fake drug arrests and targeted black men. Look at him.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Close America. It doesn't need to be open.
Do you know how often that was happening in America, by the way? Do you know there's so, you know, if you go on World Star Hip Hop, you'll find bare videos as well, like of police doing, making arrests and then like dropping drugs into people's cars or whatever.
Seen
and they say, and then they'll drop the drugs in and say, it's yours, found it. It's like, big man, this came out of your fucking pocket.
Big man, we've got the camera in the car. That's why if I ever go to America again and we're driving around, my thing is going to look like the A406, fam. There's going to be cameras everywhere in my whip. You can't catch me. I'm not
problem,
on it.
Do you know what the problem is sometimes, though?
Go on.
They do it with the camera on them. That's how mad it is. People are, these, some of these lot are carrying on with so much madness with the camera filming them.
You know what? If the camera's filming you and it's under your consent, I have no problem. But when you post it on Instagram and it shouldn't be there, I have a problem. Chucky looks confused. What's Poet talking about? He's already told you his life's been a mess for the past week. It has. But has it been anything like Sexy Red? No. Because Sexy Red posted something that I'm going to show the camera. You're going to blur out. Because Chucky doesn't look like he's seen it.
I ain't seen it.
He hasn't heard of it. That's what Sexy Red put on Instagram!
Who is that?
Ain't nothing sexy about this thing, but she look red. D. Oh my God. Sexy Red posted and deleted apparently a minute, 2 minutes later, a video of her having sex on her Instagram. What's going on in America?
That's crazy. Do you know what? Big and serious, do you think that she might have been meaning to send it to someone else or like to send it privately? Because I'm not going to lie.
It looks complex when they're trying to post that. I can't lie.
Yeah, because one time I nearly posted a madness. You know? One time I nearly posted a madness. I nearly posted a madness. I had to switch my phone off. Luckily, it didn't post.
The only time I've had a madness happen to me, and I mean a madness, I was flying abroad somewhere and my phone's in my pocket and I screenshotted a conversation of DMs and somehow, Chucky, I'm telling you, I don't know how this happened. It was posted on my story before I flew. So when I've come back off the flight, there's private DM conversations that have been posted for 2.5 hours. I am so lucky the flight was early. Because if the flight wasn't early,
I'll say it got posted at like, what, 2 in the morning?
People, no. It was like in the morning, like maybe like 8 in the morning. Because I'm a joker, I don't think people took it seriously. But this conversation leak was crazy. The girl was going mad. Get this the fuck down.
Quick.
I know you done it on purpose. I didn't. I was like, babe, why would I mess up my thing?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. That didn't make no sense.
But we all, you know, some people do have messed up lives.
Can I just say, by the way, I'm going to be honest with you, that ski tune is terrible. I'm sorry, bro.
I mean, I don't agree, but...
I know. I think it's so bad, bro.
Bad by...
I think it is objectively and personally terrible. And I know I'm like of a small minority of people that feel this, yeah. But I just can't fight it anymore. I think the song, like, I don't want to use the word trash, garbage, whatever. I'm just telling you, just plain and simple, I think it's a terrible song. I think the song is so bad.
I think the song
Do you know how, let me tell you how horrible this song is.
Ski!
After that bit, there's nothing going on. She's rapping off beat half the time.
Amazing.
Like, even, like, I heard it, I did the uni thing the other day. Obviously, I had to play this tune, yeah? So I played it. Like, I'm thinking, let me just leave this to just play for a tiny piece, yeah? After the ski yee, you definitely 100% have to come out of this song. Because no one doesn't really care about it. I don't know how it's got people in the trance, But it's objectively and personally really bad. Somehow, a group of people like yourselves, respectfully, have just fallen into this shitism.
I mean, it's being harsh. I like to see the sisters doing well.
I think so do
and
I.
I like to see sisters skiing.
It's so bad.
Chucky, they're talking to a group of people that I would never understand. They're talking to a group of people that I don't associate myself with. They're talking to a group of people with a language that they understand and love. And you know what? Ski, do your thing, man. I actually don't care.
No, I hear that still.
I hear you. The song is not...
It's terrible. I don't care, but I just think the song is really bad.
I'm being a prick. You're right.
I think it's bad. Do you know what?
But I can't hear you.
I'll tell you what I will hear. I will hear people saying, it's so bad, but I like it.
That's what it is.
Because there's a few of those that I have. You get what I'm saying?
That's this song.
But this is objectively bad. This is a really, really terrible... Every element of this song is terrible. But I'm happy, though, that she's able to feed her family.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She's a little generational wealth there, whatnot. I could never be mad at that.
A few that 50
song
bags.
Is absolutely... It is... It has to be. I'm going to try to find songs that are as bad as that.
She's got a song with Lancey Foe now. Mitch is always playing it in his car.
That's Mitch's bag. Mitch loves some of that type of... Mitch, do you know what? Never think that Mitch goes from... Like, he's a super Nas head. But you would just never think that. Yes, because he loves some of this garbage as well. but to bits though. Not like I like it. He loves it to bits.
That's my guy.
Maybe because
man.
Obviously somewhere down in there you fling the fashion element with it because you get what I'm saying.
No, don't do that.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just trying to figure out how this thing works. Maybe there's something else in there. But it's really bad.
Do you know what, Chucky? There's loads of things in life that are bad. I think knocking on people's door to give them information is good.
It's good, especially if the information is like this.
Hey, I live in the neighborhood. My Wi-Fi name is 1744. Your wife is cheating.
Oh.
I don't know how you did not catch on. Your address is 1744, but every day when you leave for work, a Nissan parks 3 houses down, walks up the side of your house, goes in your back door. I'm assuming you don't have cameras back there. Okay, your wife is smart, but she is unfaithful. I'm going to walk this way, but I don't live this way.
I'm going to walk this way.
But I don't live this way. You might have just walked that way and made them assume.
Yes, exactly.
Now, for me, in my mind, I feel an individual that does something like that, it's a little bit like the guy in Saw.
Yeah.
It could be executed in the wrong way, but I think it comes from a good place. It comes from a place of, I'm having to watch this discomfort and lies every day, day in, day out.
Yeah.
So I want to try and make amends in some capacity because I don't like watching this.
Right.
I feel it's unfair,
right.
Which is fair enough. The question is, did you get it accurate?
Hello? Hey, I just wanted to apologize for last night. I know I probably shouldn't have broke the news like that, but I had a few drinks.
Are you the guy that changed his Wi-Fi name to 1744, wife is cheating?
Yes, I thought I was being clever by using your address. I thought you would catch on. It was stupid, but no, dude, she is cheating. Every time you go to work, I see this guy walk up the side of your driveway and go into your back door.
Okay, so you got a few things wrong there. The wife is the one that's actually driving and going to work, and the guy is for me, and yes, he does come in my back door.
You what?
Oh, wow. All right. Fuck, my bad, dude.
Yeah. I mean, thank you, though. Like, I really don't have the courage.
Nuts.
And this is actually life-changing.
Literally.
Hey, I'm very glad I could help, and I'm also sorry at the same time. All right, have a good one.
Hello?
Now, Chucky, I think in my life, if a situation like that manifests with me, I'm not going back to that house. But you know what? Henry never had that mentality. If he did, he never would have got the hat trick against Liverpool for us to win 4-2.
Strong.
When we went unbeaten that whole season in 2004. And this guy went back for a third time. Hat trick.
Third time?
Hat trick. The apology.
What the? Hey! What's
was there for? Well, you know what my face looks like now. I just want to say that I'm sorry for everything. I feel like I've ruined your family. I feel terrible.
Dude, what are you talking about?
What? For accusing your wife of cheating on you and then you had to come out as gay because of it? I talked to you yesterday about this. Why are you acting dumb?
Yesterday? I was at work all day yesterday.
What? Oh, shit! Shit, your voice does sound different, dude. We've been played. Well, you've been played. Fuck, man, she's cheating on you. There's a black Nissan that parks down the road when you leave for work and then he comes in the back door. Fuck!
Comes in my back door?
Yeah, dude, I thought you were gay!
What kind of Nissan?
Oh my god.
Ultima!
Did
it
have dark
tinted
windows?
Yes, it had dark tinted windows.
Oh, shit, not again.
What?
Keep America open. I changed my mind. Nowhere in the world gives you that type of entertainment. What great neighbours.
It could only be America.
It could only be America.
It could only be America.
Well, you thought the wife was cheating, thought you got it wrong, only to find out she's cheating. The Nissan with the dark tints. Don't trust the Nissan. Why are you driving a Nissan?
America is one hell of a place, boy.
Great place, man.
What you got planned for the weekend, my Gigi?
Do you know what? Jules is having a dance today in Jazz Cafe, so I'm going to go
down
there.
Oh, is it? I might do that then.
We should go to there. We should go show some support. I like to go out and support good things. So I'm going to go and show some support there. Natty can cook tomorrow. I'm going to hit him up via email today. I've just been trying to sort out some stuff with Aaron. Yeah. And that came, shout out Aaron and Black Arrow. Some Dream Weekend stuff.
Big him up.
So that's just been taking up my mind. And my children are going crazy.
Why?
Punching up people in school and betting. So,
oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
You
got
to fly over there. Yeah,
I got to go and do the daddy stuff.
So. Right then.
Yeah, it feels right.
Yeah, come on, Maggie. Hey, love. Thanks for listening, everyone, yeah? Hope it is.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.